terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen,
run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now...
And now...
Here's BAM!
Here's BAM! Yes, welcome to another week, joining you live, Joe Franz. Yay, Franz, fucking Franz. Ryan, geez, that guy eating again.
Shit
fucking shit goose. Picamello, BAM. Bun in the oven, no back, and Rekia. Rowdy Rekia, woody woo.
First of all, Papa, I need to state two facts right now. I haven't slept in 3 days ever since I got back from Brazil.
Party.
So I'm delirious right now. And the other thing is Novak is completely naked right now.
Gross.
You can check it out on the leaked site.
Rake says gross, but really he won't stop looking at my dick.
Rake's getting pregnant.
Bro,
just looking.
It looks like you're like
speaking
you
of getting pregnant,
pussy.
Rake has herpes just from sitting next to you,
dude,
bro.
Your bush
dude.
Hair is bigger than your dick.
That's not a lie.
I know it's not a lie.
Yeah, speaking of getting pregnant, I'm about to drop some news. Viewers at home, listeners,
this is
the fucking worst news of my life.
You're gonna go straight out of the gate and say it.
Just
say
it.
Who cares? But don't you think
oh,
we
yeah, you're running this,
it up?
Boss. You do it, boss.
All right, if you're
it up. You fucking ass kisser. Just tell him. Somebody.
All right, for fuck's sake, just say it. I think it's crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am gonna be a father.
Oh my god.
And here's the fucking cherry on the cake.
Go for it.
It's by the ugliest broad on earth.
Oh my god. And in the house is another newborn, is another new father, Jesse Margera, who's congratulating Nick and Novak.
We got the paternity episode here. We talking about babies and all kinds of stuff.
Yo,
Jeff, Jess is my brother, and he just had a kid, and now you turn into a fucking pussy because you don't go out to the bars.
He's
with
got a fucking baby.
He has a kid.
Yeah, Lennon tried to convince me the other night. He's like, come on, man, what are you going to do? I'm like, I got a kid.
Hey, Bam, I really wouldn't talk about that because your brother's like the leak. He'll go home and tell Kelly, and Kelly will holler at me for us saying
Fitz told everyone.
No, I'm talking about Kelly getting mad because we say you don't party with us anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Kelly hollers at me.
Like, Novak got some fucking girl pregnant, and now she's going to have his kid.
And
man.
Guess what the due date is? My birthday.
Dude, talk about fate on your fucking neck.
I heard she was ugly.
You don't even remember
her. I don't know who it is.
She lived at my house.
Oh, Jesus.
She got hit by the ugly truck, man.
Oh, God.
Dude,
oh,
my God.
Don't talk about the girls, because your fucking girlfriend's the ugliest hell you've
ever
heard.
Oh, my God, you son of a bitch. What
the fuck you talking about?
My bitch is way hot. I'll set my bitch against your bitch on a hot scale one day of the week.
But my bitch is at home, and yours is at home, and you're in bed sucking a dick right now, and not yours.
She's smoking cigarettes out of her
asshole.
Bitch.
I can't believe you're talking about this.
I can't believe it.
Partner.
Who cares?
Right. You guys
what
are dead.
Franz's girlfriend is in a punk rock band and she rips fluorescent lights out of the roof
and
carves pentagrams in her titty.
That's right, and this can all be seen on the up and coming documentary Bad Luck 13, Portrait of an Outlaw Band, directed by me.
Stop
fuck you all! Fuck you all!
Dude, why would you ever want a girlfriend that's such hell, man, like that?
Dude, have you ever had a chick carve a pentagram into her tits and bleed on you?
Nope,
that's awesome.
But I have
well,
a dog.
Neither have I, but I can imagine it would be fun.
She does it and makes Joe go in the other room while she's
like, get the fuck out of here, get the what the fuck.
Novak. Me and I'm looking at Novak naked right now. I just realized that it would take 10 of your dicks to equal Joe's dick.
Yeah, what do you say to that, Novak? I'll out-dick you.
He got me. I say it's the truth. Who the fuck cares? Dude, my dick is so small.
Yo,
seriously.
Franz could out-dick you by 10.
He'd love to, his fucking faggot.
I'll battle you dick for dick any day of the week.
Well, get over here, hot ass. What are we waiting for?
Come on.
All right. It's a battle of the boners here.
No.
On Series
no,
Matches
it's not.
20. All right.
Not with me sitting next to Novak. You battle your boners.
Don't act like you're not gay, Rake. I know you like dicks.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Rakeon, you had to be there on the plane coming back from Brazil.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now, of course, as we know on flight, especially a long international flight, everyone wants to be next to the hot girl. So everyone has their seats. Here comes the hot girl walking down the aisle looking at her ticket. Oh, it's seat 27D. She looks up. 27D. She looks down. There's Rakeon sitting in 27D. She's like, I'm going to have to sit next to Rake. I'm going to keep going. And she asks, she goes three aisles down and asks some total stranger if she can sit next to them. So I go, hey, you can't do that. Here's your seat right next to me. It's 27D. Sit right here. She turns around, looks right at Rake, thinking it's him, fucking panics, and starts throwing her fucking luggage up into the overhead. So in the meantime, when her back is turned, I'm like, yo, stewardess, you can't do this. She can't do this. She can't just pick seats. It's an international law. You can't just change seats like that. In the meantime, everyone in the flight thinks it's him saying it to the girl.
That was the best. That was the best fucking flight ever because we were sitting there at the layover. We had a fucking longest layover ever, and Rab was sleeping on the floor, and I just had the urge to put my dick on his face. He got so fucking pissed off that I was crying so bad for like 3 hours, and then I come up and rip Franz's magazine, and he got so pissed at me. He takes my phone charger and starts whipping it around like a lasso. The fucking thing comes unhooked and beams the 70-year-old dude in the back of the fucking head so bad.
But
dude, I was crying. I was. Oh,
it was funny. It served me. It served me right for being annoyed. But the funny thing is, Bam had to go to security and get the charger for his cell phone back, and like they totally thought it was him, and he was being scorned by all these security dudes, and this 70-year-old man just standing there like, you fucking asshole.
Dude, because it hit that guy so hard, Franz just falls to the ground, and I have to sit there and look at the guy, and then he just gives it to the front of the airplane guy, and then, I don't know where
man.
I am. I'm fucking
hammered. Dude, it was so fucking funny. Security totally thought you did it.
Dude, your dick is so small.
I never want to fly international again after getting dissed by that woman. Dude, my dick was as small as Novak's and like a quarter of a
Let me see your dick.
You're like, oh, I don't care. I don't care. Which obviously means I care.
It wouldn't have been as bad if she didn't look at her ticket, look at me, look at her ticket again, and go as that dude like, is anyone sitting here?
if you even have energy to say,
God,
I don't
that
care,
sucks.
That means you fucking care.
Yeah.
It's equivocal to saying, I care.
Yeah.
Oh, man, remember when we were flying home from Mardi Gras, and Troy is sitting up, Troy's the producer of the show. He's sitting there, sitting first class, drinking fucking mimosas and shit, and the flight was so packed that I couldn't get a first class ticket. And I had a middle seat, and I walk down, and I see these two fat motherfuckers.
12 Big Mac fatties.
Dude, they
there.
Were so fat that they were, like, both sharing the middle seat, and I seriously thought that I was getting punked. I thought that they, I'm like, I'm getting fucking punked.
And then it just rode out, and that was it. There was no layup.
Pinger comes up, and he's just like, oh, dude. And he's like, dude, I'm going
to
eat this.
Dude, that
for
is
you.
Nothing.
So Pinger sat there for me.
I had to sit next to this Indian lady on the plane, and she kept burping up curry the whole time.
Well, that's nothing. On the flight to Brazil, fucking Rake was asleep with his mouth open with this fucking putrid swamp breath.
Oh,
and the dude next to him had to sit, I swear to God, 4 hours of the flight with his t-shirt pulled out over his tie and on his nose.
Bullshit, man.
No. Dude, you were
a bullshit, Rake.
Is
no,
it bullshit,
he's
Rake?
Full of fucking shit, man.
Do you deny your fucking flight swamp breath? Your international fucking swamp breath?
I was drunk, man. What can I say? I was passed out.
Dude, it was fucked.
Yeah, I seen Rake on an airplane, sound asleep with a blanket, mouth wide open, two business people. They were so bummed, and at the end of the flight, they were all sharing chocolates. I don't know how he pulled it off. He's like, oh, these people gave me these. You want them? I was like, what?
Rake is the type of dude to sit on a flight with, like, a Grateful Dead t-shirt and a fuck you hat with, like, a bottle of Remy Martin all panned out. And the person who has to sit next to him is just like, fuck.
Nothing bummed me out as bad as that. That hot-ass blonde looked at me, looked at her ticket, and fucking just split.
Oh,
Check out Ray Hurt. Not hurts me, but that hurt.
But then she actually thought you were calling after her. Like, yeah. She thought you were asking the fucking stewardess.
And this woman, the hottest girl on the whole plane, not only has to almost sit next to me and get out of it, but then she's around 10 of us, and everyone's laughing at her. Everyone. And they're like, oh, she almost had to sit next to Ray. Oh, look what she did to you. And she's right there. Like, God, Ray, that's got to suck. That hot-ass girl just totally didn't even want to be near you. And she's fucking right there the whole time.
So you're used to that, aren't you?
So then we're about to take off, and everyone's like, do the baby cry. I do this baby cry, followed by a smack. So it's like, okay, ready for takeoff. It's all quiet. It's like... And then followed by... And just this major ass slapped my thigh, and everyone on the whole plane...
Their head was turned, dude.
Yeah, everyone who was previously thinking, oh, shit, we got to spend a whole fucking flight with a goddamn crying baby. All of a sudden, their maternal instincts take over. They're like, who the fuck hit a baby? Everyone turned around with their fist.
Remember when the kid was crying and I was all drunk and trying to sleep?
Oh,
and
Miami.
I just say out loud, every fucking buddy heard it. I'm like, shut that kid the fuck up.
You know what? Said it.
You are an asshole with babies, dude. Some poor kid will be like teething and he'll be like, fuck this baby up his fucking ass. You know, I'm like, God, dude, it is a child. It does suck, though.
I hate him.
You totally fucking you got what you deserve for ripping. Okay, I'm sitting there reading my National Geographic, like, I'm like in the middle of this whole Albert Einstein expose. And fucking Bam yanks the goddamn magazine out from my hands and fucking rips it up laughing. I'm like, you son of a bitch. So my magazine's all ripped up. I go to sleep. I'm sound asleep. I feel this fucking hand on my shoulder. He's shaking me, and he's like, wouldn't it be funny if I wake up Rab and put my dick on his face? I'm like, fucking no, dude. He's like, no, it wouldn't be funny.
I guess the last thing you want to talk about in the middle of a dead sleep.
We had a 4-hour layover. He became his drunk ass.
Yeah,
he was the funniest fucking thing ever.
The whole time.
I think I laughed for like 2 hours straight through all by
myself.
You were
crying, shit, Mac. I was peeking. I was hiding my head under the benches, like where everyone sits and no one can do anything. Bam still stuck his ass between the cracks and farted right on my face.
So he had to be held. I'm sitting in the house.
I haven't slept yet since that.
Oh, my God. You're a maniac.
Because I got on the flight, and I've been saving these two fucking sleeping pills the whole Brazil trip. And as soon as I get on the flight, I go to reach in, and they're gone. So I had to. I was looking so forward to just sleeping the whole time, so I could be like refreshed when I get home. So I had to power the whole fucking flight out. We left at 8 at night, and then we got in at fucking noon.
Yeah. You were a mess.
And I had to sit there, and I was like, dude, I'm doing so much work.
How did you drive to the airport without falling asleep?
What do you mean? Oh, right, I would have.
You're driving a Lambo.
I was falling asleep, and Melissa was late. Well, her bag was fucking taken forever. I sat there for an hour, just like sitting there with the car running.
Jesus.
Like trying not to fall asleep.
Sitting there in a Lamborghini. So I get out of the shower, and we have a humongous drive.
Save that, because I want to play rock right
now.
Yeah, all
right, here we go.
Yes.
This is the thing, and this is the best ever, because CKY just finished their fucking album, and it's not even out yet. And being Jesse is here.
High five, Jess.
Cheers, you brother.
He grabbed the CD, and we're not supposed to play this, but being Jess is here, we're saying fuck it. This is the new CKY right now.
Yeah!
The official leak.
Familiar.
This is the leak. This is the first time anyone's ever going to hear it, ever.
Fuck yeah!
This is the audience.
Yes. Thank you.
Familiar Realm, new CKY, and this is Radio Bam Series 28. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. I want to suck Jesse's dick. Woo-woo. Yeah.
strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
And just say
yeah,
that right.
Yeah!
Oh, woo, my breath stinks so bad, joining you tonight's show, Frost, Ryan G, also known as Shit Goose, Deco, Bam, Margera, Naked No Bag with a pregnant baby, Woody Woo, Ray God, let's go!
That was CKY, that was the best, dude, that was so...
Fuck yeah, Jess McGee! Jesus, I forgot you, Jess!
Jess McGee,
thank you!
Jess McGee, Jess McGee!
What was that called, Jess?
That was called Familiar Realm.
Oh, I'm in a familiar realm right now, Jess.
Familiar realm of pleasure.
My cock is
in my
hand.
Is that the first single, Jess?
Yeah, it's gonna be the first single.
What's the second one?
We don't know yet.
I bet it's somebody fucking questions.
Shut up. My cock is in my hand.
Jess, if you give me the CD, I'll suck everybody's dick.
Yeah.
Start it
here. Give him the CD.
Not a lot to suck.
I'll leak it out.
GG and Merle.
Start with Novak. It's a small meal.
Jess, didn't you get Rake the CD last
night? That was good, Rake. You came through on that one.
The intellectual mind wins.
Don't come through on me.
Yo, you know what's so fucking funny? I'm picking up Billy Idol at the airport in the Lambo, and then he's going to saw the Lambo into a convertible.
Oh, my God.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. The pleasures of being a millionaire. Yeah, God damn.
God.
Got a sunroof in it.
You know how kids will fucking die for that car? It's insanity.
Once you cut it off, it'll be worth more.
You're
going to
break so many hearts.
Like right? That exactly. Back
then. Yeah. My heart's broken already just hearing that.
That's the way it goes.
Okay, can I just
mention
real quick?
She's heartbroken from cholesterol.
Yeah, Jesse, go ahead.
I'm sitting on the floor, and I have a direct view of Novak's asshole.
What?
The sickest thing I've ever
seen. Yeah, look at Jess. Oh,
come on.
Ew, man.
That dick is
small. I'm going to sit in that seat again.
Jesse's sitting on the floor. Novak is sitting on a chair in front of him, and these chairs don't have backs.
Well, sick. Keep
so there's just so there's just an ass in Jesse's face, and now G's taking pictures of it.
He's so goddamn sick.
Roger Bagley here taking video of the event.
Novak, the photo of his stack of diamonds.
Yo, the first time Knoxville ever met Compton and Terry, they didn't even meet yet. Knoxville gets into the car, and I'm like, Knoxville, this is Compton Ass. Compton Ass, Knoxville. Knoxville just takes his pants down and shows Compton Ass his asshole. He's like, yo, this looks fucked up. And Compton Ass like, ew, Nicky, like, he was all pissed off. It was so funny.
Novak's ass is definitely fucked up, I'll tell you that. I gotta sit next to him.
Yo, don't the Metal Militia dudes come here next week?
Dude, Dunn's ass is fucked up.
Okay, alright, get this. We're filming a scene. The scene, for those of you who've seen Haggard, there's a scene where Don Vito has to come in on Ryan Dunn jerking off to his own asshole in the mirror because he's out of pornographic material. So, Don Vito is not an actor. He's a real guy, so we need to get a reaction out of him. So what does Dunn do when Don Vito comes in and sees...
Oh! Oh, no! Oh, Seth!
Now you're spilling shit.
Okay. What happened there?
So here, I'll sum up this story, please. So Franz shoots a 35mm close-up of Dunn's asshole just because he mooned the camera when he was done, and it was in slow motion. And dude, that ass is so infected.
It's so red and infected.
You could throw like a quarter straight.
If Dunn bent over, you could literally drop a quarter into his asshole like an arcade machine.
Hey, what about Naked Dave? No. Remember I had to film Naked Dave in KY2K? The baseball field? That
I remember you were behind him.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay. Novak!
Everyone out there in Radio Land, you gotta hear this. Maybe Novak tried to wipe his ass on me, spill the beer, and now he's all worried about like getting nasty stuff. So he's cleaning up, he's like a naked maid now.
I'm not even a foot away from his sick beanbag.
You know, he's not worried that his naked asshole is rubbing up against a nice chair provided to us by the radio station. He's worried about the spilled beer. Dude, your asshole is 2,000 times as bad as the beer could ever be.
I forgot to tell everybody that my house is a complete jungle right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's actually vines and shit. We're getting parakeets tomorrow. We're going to get, like, 50 of them.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, we need a parrot.
A toucan with that
the
big old nose.
The toucans and parrots, all kinds of shit. It'll be fucking awesome.
G loves these pictures so much of Novak naked. He's trying to take them in front of me so I see the little viewfinder. I'm like, get away.
Dude, he's so infatuated with my dick, man. Like, what's your deal? Tell us now. Are you gay? Are you like... Are you
it's getting leaked.
Do you like dicks?
It's getting leaked, buddy.
Yeah, okay. Just who hasn't seen
Pecker
it?
Pecker Stack of Dimes is going to be on RyanG.com tomorrow.
Yeah, with the paternity story ready to go. It's already hot off the press.
Did you go shopping for fucking, like,
I hope she's not listening, man.
Yet?
Who? My baby's mother. That sounds fucked up to say, dude.
Because it's fucked up.
Your baby's mama.
Dude, I was over at April's house, right, crying my fucking eyes out because this is a major thing to me. Because I can't even afford a pack of cigarettes. I'm going to take care of a fucking kid.
You're not going to take care of the baby. That's what
he tells me.
Baby's going to go through its whole life without ever knowing who daddy is. Man, you're going to be the worst father ever. No offense.
I call Bam, right? I am fucking losing my mind. I wake him up 4 a.m. He's in Brazil. I said, Bam, I'm crying. I'm like, what the fuck do I do, man? I don't have any care of me. He's like, be a fucking deadbeat dad. He brought that was his best advice. My friend's advice.
You have nothing to lose. You wear my fucking clothes. Yes. You drive my fucking cars. You live at my fucking house. You own nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you have to lose? Be a deadbeat dad.
I think I'll do that.
Your fucking baby's going to come out with a needle in its arm.
You have no choice. You can't even change a fucking litter box, man. I'm going to worry about a baby. Yeah. Well, there's two cats. Yeah. You can't even take care of
it. I love those cats.
There's this lost dog wandering around.
I saw it. The little one? Yeah. It ran in front of me. No, just go.
There's this lost dog.
I know exactly what it does.
I make Novak take him to the neighbor's house because I think it belongs to the neighbor.
You caught him.
He goes there. He goes there in his fucking boxers, and the first thing they see is his no more fucking heroin tattoo above his dick. They're just like, that's a nice tattoo. And these are like old people who own a farm and stuff.
So the dog doesn't even belong to them. But I guess
he just knocks on the door like, I live at Bam's house.
I guess
they're like, nice tattoo. You guys are fucking hell.
So it gets better. I guess they've seen me a few plays before or something. Oh, so yeah. Now they got me fucking holding the dog with two little kids and two grandparents taking pictures with them and shit. It was so bad, man. I was this close to sending him over to fucking get his dad. Ass.
Father of the year.
You're just jealous, fat boy, because you can't even find a girl that wants a kid with you.
Neither did you.
See, get a picture of this. See, get a picture.
Novak's legs are crossed, and his fucking balls are like, your dick is so small.
Novak, how did your balls get longer than your dick? Novak's balls are longer than his hard arms.
I piss on my balls all the time because my dick doesn't even hang over my balls.
Yeah, I'll lay off.
Hannah, what do you think of Novak's dick?
It looks like an acorn on a beanbag.
What do you think, Hannah?
It looks like, dude, like egg going off two walnuts. Novak's dick rests against his balls. Like, it sticks straight out because it rests against his balls.
Yo, I piss on my balls all the time, man. Just because my dick doesn't even hang over.
Listeners, please, imagine an acorn on a beanbag.
An acorn on a hacky sack or two walnuts is more like it.
Yo, where'd you get that sweet ass necklace, Rake?
From Brazil, man.
He's a fucking
hell. That thing looks like hell. It is. Dude, that Brazil trip was fucking awesome, man.
Yeah, that was great.
These sandals.
Nothing but.
Yo, let's talk about Brazil after I play this song.
Nice.
I don't even know what fucking song it is.
Is it Cradle of Filth?
Yeah. Which one?
Oh, Cradle of Filth is coming to Westchester.
Yes.
Listen. They're playing on the fucking parking garage in Westchester on June 13th.
Oh, nice one, Bam.
I'm sure there's 100 people there. Like.
And this is the song that they're going to play, and it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
It's called Devil Woman by Cradle of Filth on what channel?
Small Dick Faction.
Serious.
Seriously, Small Dick Faction.
What?
Yo, let's turn this shit up.
Okay.
on, how the fuck you say it? Is it serious? On Sirius 28 Faction.
Something up.
Oh, well, we're back, whatever. Everybody's here, you already know it. Rake, whatever the fuck, Rake Brony. Novak's pregnant.
Tell me about Brazil, bitch.
Brazil. All right. We were there for, well, first of all, Don Vito, I say that we're all going on a vacation for Viva La Bam, and Vito's like, how come you always get to choose where we get to go? I'm like, all right, Vito, where the fuck do you want to go? He's like, let's go to Atlantic City. I'm like, that's an hour drive, you fucking idiot. And he's like, all right, let's go to Brazil. There's all these nice girls there. I'm like, I bet you don't even know where the fuck Brazil is. Like, yes, I do. It's in the Bahamas. I was in the Bahamas. So all I want to do is go to Brazil and sit on the beach and drink pina coladas and look at all the nice girls. Instead, I fly him straight to the Amazon jungle.
They tortured him.
Oh, it was the fucking best.
They fucking tortured Don Vito like he's never been tortured.
He was drunk as shit the whole time. He had this coconut, and he cut a hole in the coconut, and he poured the coconut juice out and just drank beer out of it the whole fucking trip.
You know what?
30 beers a day out of that same coconut.
Yeah, he said that's the best beer coaster.
Oh, yeah.
He said that
it's
too.
The world's it is. Best beer coaster.
Yeah.
My favorite part about the whole trip happened, right? If you fast forward to the very end, okay, all the guys end up, there's this band called Charlie Brown Jr. They're the biggest fan of
fucking
Brazil.
Awesome.
They're bigger than Eminem is here in Brazil. And so they end up giving a small performance for, like, Bam and his crew, and everybody's there having fun. And then there's this senior citizens group that comes up and dances with everyone. And Vito just starts molesting these senior citizens who are there to sing these ancient ritual cultural songs. And it's like, leave it to Vito. Like, you bring him to a culture that's beautiful and ritualistic, and they have, like, you know, customs that are thousands of years old. And then you bring Vito comes in and he grabs their tits and asses while they're trying to do it. Leave it to Vito to fucking wreck it.
The best part is he survived Brazil because Bob Burnquist was trying to make him an honorary Brazilian by doing all these Brazilian things. So finally, when he conquered all of them, I say, okay, Vito, you get one wish. What do you want? He's like, I want a nice girl. I want a 10. So instead of giving him 1 10, I gave him 10 1s. They were fucking hideous. And he was, dude, they were right there. And I'm just like, Vito, what's wrong with these nice girls? He's like, Jesus Christ, give me 30 fucking beers and maybe I can stand. Like, and he said it right in front of them.
Not a so funny, pack, not 12,
he's
but
not
30.
Even senior citizen 30 yet.
Yeah, he looked older than they did. He's not even close.
No, dude. Plus, he's not really the perfect picture of health to look at. So it's just like, beggars can't be choosers, Vito.
At one point in the trip, he demanded the producer give him new teeth, a new eye. Yeah, maybe I should give him new teeth, a new eye, a new stomach. Dude,
that guy needs to do everything, man.
Yo, let's try to call Vito, can we?
Yeah.
See if he's there.
All right, I'll write
while
down the number.
That, I gotta say, by the
see, end I can't give Don Vito's number out, but if you want to call Rake, just call
610-496. Operators are standing by.
Hey, Novak finally got a cell number. How about that?
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you.
Yo, your cell phone doesn't even work. You just got it like 3 days ago. I tried to fucking call
Make
you.
Make a phone call, bitch. It's right there.
I had the whole day planned out. I was going to pick up Alyssa in the Lambo at the airport. And
I called you on my phone
today. I'm stressing so hard because you're not back. And I thought that, I was like, dude, if he's at the fucking bar, I'm going to knock his teeth in. And I know how bad you care about your teeth.
I know.
Dude, like, this guy was on heroin for 10 years, and he like, all he talks about is how, dude, if you go to the dentist, man.
Because he never goes. Go. You probably got, like,
why are you so obsessed with the fucking dentist?
Because white teeth are important.
On girls.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Or getting laid.
No.
And that helps.
He likes
white
the ear cleaning thing. That's what
oh, yeah, about. That's, oh, dude, I try to get laid.
Speaking about getting laid, what happened to you last night?
Oh, man, last night. So I get this broad right and meet her at the fucking bar.
This is the father of the year, ladies and gentlemen.
He's the guy.
I hope she has sex couplets. Six faggot ass Novak.
Well, this one is.
Roaming the streets.
Somewhere in the world, there's a stork.
Novak, some needles come out of their fucking arms.
I mean,
somewhere in the universe, there's a stork carrying a baby labeled hepatitis C.
Yeah, I hear if you have 10 kids, you have to pay child support because you can't afford it out of your check.
Oh, what check are you talking about?
Yo, wait, let me just say this before.
before.
The girl, listen, listen. This is so good. The girl Novak, the girl was with Novak last night. She had a boyfriend, and she was planning on breaking up with him
today
at noon. And
I knew.
Yeah, like, how do you schedule breaking up?
That?
But dude, no, listen. She's sitting there at the bar. Talking so much shit on her boyfriend. These exact words that she said, and she was like saying it loud. She's like, my boyfriend's such a pompous dickhead. And then she's like, he's Irish, and I don't even like Irish people. I like Italian people. Too. He fucking sucks. I'm gonna break up with him. And here he is. Hi, honey. Like, she tried to like act like she didn't say anything.
He heard the whole
thing. He heard it all. Dude,
where was it? Just standing
there. Happened to walk in. She thought that he was like in bed or something. He showed up at the same bar just to go out and have a drink on his own, and happened to go to the same place. Dude, I died. And she was like, he's like, I want to talk to you. And then they were just arguing.
This is the funniest part.
So what happens? You wind up humping
her? I get the bitch up to my room, right? And Hannah's sleeping right next to me. And I'm
not the girl, the bitch, right?
Bad boy, shut up when you say this. So I don't even know that Hannah's sleeping in the room next to me. Little do I know, he hears every word verbatim.
Did you have to listen to him?
How to go down.
Yes!
First thing that started the whole night is the fucking TV comes on at like 3 in the morning.
Novak's such the worst roommate, man. Like, you'll try to be getting some nice sleep, and like, Novak will just come in at 4 in the morning, put the jukebox on full blast.
It's
and,
unreal.
Like, you have to listen to like sex for like so long.
No, it's not even that. So if it was sex, I could like jerk off to it. Go to sleep. Dude, it's like...
What was last night?
Last night was fucking like 3.5, maybe 4 hours. You this son of a bitch.
You could jerk off to his noises.
Oh, hell no, not him. My sakes.
Had it last night. Tell what you heard, dude.
Dude, it was fucking almost 4 hours of him, like, arguing with her so he could fuck her.
He heard a dude. So fine, look.
The whole night she's like, I'm not that kind of girl. He's like, all right, fine, then I'm going to sleep.
So 3.5 hours into this 4-hour fucking match, she finally breaks down because she's probably tired of my fucking voice and says, well, do you have a condom? I don't use condoms, obviously. I have a kid on the way, so condoms aren't my forte.
That's not how it happened.
So look, I'm like, all right, fuck you, finally, I'm going to fuck this bitch. So I'm looking for a condom, right? I don't own a condom together. I'm like, I think I'm fucking ripping every drawer apart. If you ever know, it looks like a tornado has went through there, dude. So
when he was throwing shit.
I was getting mad. I'm like fucking throwing shit at the walls.
It was so noisy. Place. It was awesome. Dude, she was laughing. She's like, you have one in your bag?
Picture no bag. She's like, do you have a condom? And he's ripping the fucking room apart. Where is one? Like, so angry.
Dude, that's exactly how it went down. Because from my room to his room, the door's jam is broken, so you can see like light in there.
No, back. Right,
his fucking arms are flat. Man, unbelievable.
Yo, I put 3 hours into getting this bitch's pussy, man. So of course I'm furious.
What a horrible line he saved up.
Someone play a song or something, please.
Father of the year, ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Novak.
Yay!
Hey, Novak, what happened at the bar the other night? Last I remember, we had a contest going. And that was some bitches had to...
You're picking up after me, bitches. Yeah. Good work.
Yeah, Novak.
Novak is so filthy, dude.
So look.
One time I walked by him, and I just happened to pick up on the conversation that he was saying, and these are the words that he said. He was like, so I was taking a shit, smelling the dry pussy juice off my dick the night before. And that's all I heard.
Ew.
And I was like, ew. Like, why do you have to state the fact that you're taking a mean shit?
Smell the story behind, and or feeling pussy juice off
and
your dick.
Why would you ever beat around the bush to anything, man? I met the new PA today that works for your show. I'm like, damn, you're fucking hot. I'd like to fuck you if you want. And she's like, I can't believe you said it. I'm like, you should probably respect me for being honest instead of saying I like your hair. Like, you better love me instead of hate me, because I'm going to tell you how I feel and it's the truth.
What did she say?
She's nervous. She stays away.
Bob, over here.
So it worked.
I'll fuck her in a week. Watch.
This girl, she just started working today on the show. And the first thing, Novak probably didn't even introduce him. No. He just goes, damn, babe, you're fucking hot. If you want to fuck, my room's upstairs.
Well, I pulled up.
But he's serious. He's not kidding.
I pulled up in your fucking Mercedes. So the bitch was like, God damn, who's this?
You let me drive the Mercedes?
God damn.
Because Bam almost knocked fucking Novak's teeth out because he landed in Mercedes. He pulls me out in the middle of a shot. He's like, Franz, come here. Fucking grabs me by the shoulder, yanks me out of the door, and he's like, I need advice. Novak took the Mercedes. He's not back yet. He has the keys to the Lambo. I need the Lambo to get to the airport to pick up Melissa. So what should I do? A, knock his teeth out. B, get him two cell phones and a pager. Or C, am I overreacting? I was like, and Novak, I didn't know how I was gonna react to that, but luckily for your ass, you fucking pulled up at that exact second.
He forgot to mention, it's like I'm out joy riding. I went to the fucking car wash in Fraser for him to make sure his car's clean. I didn't even use it for my own benefit.
Who takes 3 hours to get a fucking car wash?
Oh, he's
Westchester's 10 minutes away.
I was a kid. Yeah. Like,
3 hours, you can make it to Baltimore and back. That's what I'm talking about.
You
only got a minute.
You met some fast company, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I have two fine ladies here. Just met me 10 minutes ago, and now I'm naked with a small dick.
This is the best part. Yo, I was telling Melissa about Novak, and I'm just like, dude, he humps a new girl every night. I don't know how he does it, but, like, that he just does. And sure enough, we're outside waiting for the beer to come. Novak pulls in with, like, two girls that he just picked up from the street.
I just met him.
And they're here right now.
They're here now.
Two girls who go to East Goshen High School.
They're here now.
East Goshen High School!
So look.
We have two freshmen from East Goshen High School here amongst us.
I get older, they stay the same age.
So here's the deal, ladies. I'm going to call it out because I'm very straightforward. I pull out to the end of the driveway. They're making a U-turn in your driveway at the end. And I'm like, ladies, where are you going? What's going on? What the fuck's going on? And like, do you know where this road is? I'm like, let's get real. You're two hot girls with short skirts on. You probably know Bam Margera, millionaire. You want to come to the house. So be around. No. I'm like, well, get the fuck in the truck. Right, I'm going to go get beer.
Get my hair.
10 minutes later. 10 minutes later. Hey, shut up.
Hey, babe.
Shut up. Hey. 10 minutes later, they tell me the truth, and the truth is...
I got herpes.
There we go.
But it wasn't looking for a road, and you got lost.
No, who's the one
I told you? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
You know what's the funny? Here's the best. Here's the best thing ever. People knock on the fucking door, and no. Listen. They knock on the door, and they're just like, oh... I'm trying to find how to get here. I'm like, you happen to pick this fucking, this house.
Random driveway.
That says no trespassing with a gate and like.
And a pair of skate shoes on.
We're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, wouldn't you go to like a corner house on like, why would you pick this house? It's like,
I love
get
it.
Real.
Well, that's right. Don't ask directions, asshole.
That one time we were skating from your driveway, these dudes just like pulled up in the car and they just stopped and we just looked at them like, what the fuck are you guys doing? They're like pulling like a mini me, like just trying to turn around and say, like,
whatever,
G. Shut up, Ron. You brought that move. Nice. Gee, I mean,
yo,
sorry.
Remember, leave it to G to yesterday, the there's these people just sitting there at the end of the driveway
so weird.
For 3 hours waiting for us to pull in, and then they were from West Virginia or something. What was that about?
Such is the price of stardom, my young friend.
What about the dudes that came
to such is the price of stardom.
There's that word again.
There's people that came to your house to trick or treat. They're like 30-year-old dudes that came to your house.
Who was your
I wanted to just go south and I don't care.
Yeah. Dude, the funny thing about that whole situation is that 2.5 years ago, I was fucking sleeping in the abandoned house, pissing and shitting in buckets, shooting dope. And now I pull out of a driveway in a Hummer and ladies are waiting.
And he's still shooting dope.
Go figure, man. I'm living the lap of fucking luxury.
But they're not waiting for you, though.
Ladies, I don't give a fuck who they're waiting for. I get in where I fit in, brother.
They're not waiting for you.
Whatever they're waiting for,
he turns it into that.
There's fucking benefits to fucking hanging with a millionaire. I mean, I'm no fool of that.
Father of the year.
Watch your mouth.
I love how he name drops too, because he does
it the right way.
So bad.
You do it the right way.
Yeah. No, he does it almost the right way.
No, I do it. Okay, we'll meet some broads, right? And I'll be like, ladies, come here, and we'll start talking. And I'm like, come party with us. Like, well, where are you going? I'm like, I don't know, somewhere. Yo, Ben, where do we live at? and they hear the Yo Bam, and they're like, oh my god, it's fucking Millionaire Celebrity, and then I'm in there.
That's ingenious.
Did you see how he just kissed the microphone? He got so excited. You got so excited.
Just thinking about name dropping where he knows he's going to get that ass, he can taste it.
Check if he's getting excited just, down there.
You were tasting what happened as you were talking about it.
Dude, he was tasting it happening.
Wait, Novak's getting a hard on right from Ray.
He is. It's fucking clear.
Oh, man. Let me see.
My dick is not growing an inch yet.
I'm playing rock and roll.
Yeah,
that's true. It hasn't grown an inch.
Turbo Negro, ladies and gentlemen. This is the best fucking song lineup ever. We have brand new CKY, we have Cradle of Filth, Devil Woman, and then we have Turbo Negro. This album also isn't out yet.
Yeah.
High five, life partner.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Life partner.
Yeah, Bam, I haven't heard it yet.
Coattail!
No one? Bam, I haven't heard it yet, but I'm sure it's good because you say it's good. And I agree with whatever you say, beat me. That's why you keep me rapping.
Coattail!
Well, I'm fucking everything up on the show, but I don't care because I'll agree with whatever you say. Okay, play a song, please, because I'm dying to hear it because I haven't heard it, but I know it's awesome.
Joe, shut the fuck up.
I'm not even impersonating you, asshole. I'm making fun of Novak. What are you so fucking mad about, Ray?
AKA Coattails. Coattails Novak. Thanks, Ray.
Rick, why are you mad at me?
Let's play this.
What the fuck?
Yo,
let's play it.
Deco, give this intro here. It's not. Oh, it's. If you see, there's like a tongue twister this song because it says F U C K and then it says if you see K, and he's talking about a girl from UCLA.
You just said 12 letters.
Yeah, I missed all that.
Just listen. Okay, play the song.
I'm trying to do it.
Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
I know what you're saying.
Do it now, kill me, I'm here, do it. I'm here, what are you waiting for?
Oh. Oh, look, there's disarray. Yeah, we should call Don Vito. You want to call Don Vito now?
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't we?
Call that fat.
Let's no. get, hey, let's get predictions about your baby from Vito.
Yeah. good idea.
Vito's on the line.
Yes.
Is he?
He is.
Let's talk to him.
Vito.
Get him to make predictions about Novak's baby.
He's going to come out with 10 heads.
Vito.
Let's make sure we don't trip over each other.
Hey.
Yo, you fat fuck. What are you doing?
I'm fucking listening to this stupid show.
What do you think of it?
I'm stupid, stubborn Brazil.
So you were listening in?
Right now, guys. I don't know what the hell you're doing. You don't make any sense.
you were listening in?
I was listening to it, but it's different than what the hell I'm talking about right now.
Vito, you were out of your mind in Brazil. You
dude,
were hell
Vito,
the whole time.
You were hell on earth, dude. You drank so many beers. What?
I was on vacation. That's what you're supposed to do.
You weren't on vacation. You were working. We were filming a fucking show, and you were a shitbag. Hey, did you like those 10 nice girls that I got for you?
The ugliest girls ever. The 10 nice, 10 ones. That was real funny.
Why didn't you, Vito? Why didn't you fuck them?
Dude, I had
ew.
No.
I bought them.
What did you say?
One of them hookers like you had.
You do that.
It wasn't me. It was somebody else that did it.
Did you have a transvestite?
No, I thought it up. It was real, but I was too late.
It was a real
no, thing. Everyone got to hear this. Before we went out one night, first beer of the night, Don Vito was like, yo, Joe, you got any Viagras? And just ate a Viagra right off the bat. We went out 18 dudes thick and no girls, and Vito's on Viagra.
Dude, Vito, you're such a piece of shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You still have that. At the end of the night, it was a good night. The last night there.
You were drinking out of that coconut beers the whole time. And, dude, Vito was so trash that we wouldn't let him get beers at the venue, and we told the guy not to sell him beer, and he got so mad that he went behind the fucking counter and took two beers, and he just threw money at the guy. He's like, fuck you, I'm he overpowered the guy to get the beers. The guy tried to stop him. He like pinned the guy against the wall with his bat, not even using his arms. He like pins the guy against the thing and just grabs a beer. Like, you can't do that.
I want what I like, and I dumped it in a coconut. I dumped it in a Coca-Cola can to trick Troy. So we went.
Well, Vito, you're definitely a class act.
I love
it.
Vito.
Time,
Vito, man, I had a great time with you.
Vito's like a
cat.
Vito!
Vito, it's like, man, we had a lot of fun.
Damn, you're fucking nuts.
What are you talking about?
I stole myself from a vacation. Right in the head, boy.
You sound drunk.
I thought I was cleaning out my refrigerator so nothing happens to my beer.
Where are you and what are you doing?
Yeah.
Actually, listening to Fox and 28. Seriously.
Where? Nice plug.
He's awesome.
We're plugging our own show.
Sweat losers.
Where are you, you fat fuck? I want to know.
I told you, I'm drinking Bud Black. I'm out of a coconut.
You're drinking Bud Black out of the coconut?
I went to the store and got a coconut tonight, so I can pretend I was on the beach again.
Did you like that Brazilian beer, Bohemia?
Reenacted my experience.
What'd you think of that Brazilian beer?
Skull, man. Skull Rock.
Wasn't that bad. I got a can left, actually.
Remember a can? Remember memorabilia?
Probably can. To save.
Yo, how was that Hard Rock, Vito, man?
Oh, my God, Vito.
What are you talking about? Is this
that Vito, Hard Rock?
Vito made the biggest deal about going to the Hard Rock Cafe. He goes to Brazil. All he wants to do is do the most American thing possible. That's go to the Hard Rock Cafe. Okay? I'm like, what do you want to go there for? Dude, why are you bothering? Everyone's like, oh, I got to get a Hard Rock shot glass. So, I'm like, dude, what do you mean you got to get a...
Because it was signed by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, oh excuse me. So you wanted limited edition Bruce Springsteen stamped.
I had to smash Jesus, that little statue I had. What the hell did you bring me to this goddamn
plane? Yeah, dude, I thought I didn't get on the plane with you because I thought it was going to wreck because, you know the big Christo statue?
Oh, my God.
Dude, Vito bought one as a souvenir and he got so mad at a Hard Rock because it sucked so bad and it smelled like shit and piss. There was no girls at all. There was no one even there. It was the worst thing ever. I'm like, Vito, I just rounded up the troops to have this big fucking party and there's no one here. So he got so mad that he smashed the fucking thing. I'm like,
Vito was so embarrassed that after 3 days of begging everyone to go to the Hard Rock, Bam gets up a posse to go, Bob Burnquist included, and the whole place reeks like vomit. It takes 45 minutes to get the first round of beers. Everyone got sick from the vomit smell and had to evacuate. It was the fucking funniest thing ever.
Don Vito
got a shot glass.
No, we're sitting there trying to drink. He takes a statue of
fucking the Krishna, the statue of Christ, smashes it and says, "This is the worst god ever," and fucking it.
You really do that?
I couldn't believe it. And he was like, what kind of god would make a place this shitty? Oh, God. Vito Bagazza loves you.
Ladies, the devil that is in the middle of them, you're going nuts.
Vito, you're going to hell.
Definitely.
You're
going to see all yous down there too, so I don't really give a fuck.
You're going to hell, Vito. You're going to wind up in hell.
I think this is hell with all the crazy shit you're doing.
Vito, but at the end of the trip, you really insisted that you would rather have gone to Wildwood than spent 2 whole weeks in Brazil. Like, you would have,
oh, like Wildwood better.
Is that true?
I take him all the way to Brazil. It's so far. Yeah, we fly him first fucking class all the way there, and he's just like, they have all their stuff in Chichester.
He hates everything.
He thinks that everything, like if I flew him all around the world, there's something that has to do with Chichester, so why leave Chichester?
Okay, quit it.
Las Vegas has the same stuff, man. I'm not impressed. I haven't been to one place I've been impressed. So.
Vito, okay, we're going to quiz you, man. Okay, Vito, if I could fly you one of three places, where would you go? Here. Rio, Wildwood, or Dewey Beach? Which one?
Please fuck me.
Vito, you were like raping this fucking chick at the bar, dude. It was so bad. You were so drunk, and you kept saying "love me, fuck me" to her.
We don't even have time to tell all the Vito stories, like about how
I can't even
food and spits it out, man.
Oh yeah, because Vito got his stomach stapled. Vito got so sick because he drinks so much. Are you hanging up on me, you fat fuck?
Shit over there.
All right, hang the phone up. We don't want to talk to your ass anymore.
Yeah. Bye. See you
later, Vito.
Vito chews up his food because his stomach got stapled, and he says his stomach's like big enough to hold the food, but he's still addicted to chewing.
He
and
likes
eating.
The flavor.
So he likes the flavor. So he chews up big handfuls of nuts, spits them out in his hand. Puts him in
at the nice restaurant
on the sides of plates, underneath tables, then the waiter always comes back and inevitably sees this big pile of chewed up, like this big glob of things. And the funny thing is to see the waiter's face at the moment they realize that they are looking at a ball of chewed up fucking food. It's their responsibility to clean up.
Yeah, we'll talk. We gotta talk about this later. It's just too much to fucking say about Vito's new eating habits, man.
And he's the type of guy that, like, he'll go to a smorgasbord and he'll, like, he won't feel like he got his money's worth. He would rather eat himself to feeling sick rather than, like, just having a little bit because he needs to get his money's worth.
But he's not even eating. He's just chewing up the food and fucking spitting out in balls like a goddamn, I don't even, like, an insect.
Get their money's
worth. It's so fucking sick.
I would hate to say this, but it's time to go.
Fuck.
No.
It is. Say goodbye, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye,
everybody. You need a 2-hour show.
You. Novak, you going to go to the bar and get humped by some new girl?
Why the fuck wouldn't I?
Yeah, I just got a bitch pregnant. Why not? I got to celebrate.
Yo, let's go to Kildare's. All right, Sex I'm playing a hymn song. Death is in love with us. This is devoted to the lovely Melissa, who I just picked up at the airport from California. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'll leave the scene of misery.
this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Wow. Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
Faction.
Sirius 28.